being a role player, you know, I was always looking for any way to get on the field. I was never going to tell the coach, no, this isn't the position for me. You know, just I didn't have the pedigree. I just wanted to do whatever was best for the team, whatever role they asked me to do. When we made the transition to go to the West Coast offense in 1993, and Joe Montana comes and Marcus Allen and Paul Hackett comes and he's running the offense at this point, we kept a play in where I would kind of just go out about 5 yards into the end zone and almost act as a screen. Nobody even looked at me. So one day, we're out of practice, and I don't know what Joe Montana was thinking. He gets back there and he's like pumping the ball. You know, I'm like, hey, throw it to JJ, he's wide open. Throw it to Keith, he's wide open. He's going to throw the ball at the big fat guy who's standing there with his hands up. It's going to hit me in the gut or it's going to hit me in the face and the ball's going to fly and everybody's going to have a good laugh. And I almost know that's what he was thinking. So he fires this ball at me and the thing's coming right at me. Now it's like self-defense, right? So it's boom and I stick my hands up and now I'm looking at the ball and it's in my hands and I'm like, I wanted to like throw it. I'm like, what do I do with this? Is it going to explode? So Paul Hackett comes running out of nowhere. He's like, my God. You can catch? I'm like, I don't know. I haven't really touched the football since I was in seventh grade, you know, other than picking up a fumble or, you know, being a long snapper. And he says, well, you know what, Joe? You're gonna catch a touchdown pass this year. Kind of put that on the back burner. You know, this was early on in the preseason, and then we're playing the Raiders, and all of a sudden we get the game plan, and there's the play. Fake 16 George, you slam. And the great thing about Joe Montana is he could have easily made me really nervous, like by asking me, you okay? You gonna catch this? You all right? Big guy, let me see your hands. You good? All right, you good? And he got in the huddle. He called the play as if I were Jerry Rice. Will Shields makes a great block. Marcus dives in and I'm wide open and I catch it and I'm standing in the end zone with the football and I'm like, this is crazy. I'm living every lineman's dream, right? Every lineman's dream. It just kind of took off from there. All of a sudden, I became Joe Montana's favorite receiver. One for one for one, right? One touchdown, one catch, 1 yard.
If he throws it, I'll catch it. I'll try at least. I don't care if my pants fall down and my helmet comes off. I'll make sure I catch it. I don't care how stupid I look.
And then Monday Night Football. The John Elway, Joe Montana shootout, back and forth. You know, whoever has the ball last, we know is going to win this game. We ran a play. It was not the fake 16 George you slam. It wasn't, hey, Joe, you're going to score. This is like, just do your job and we get off the field. So if you watch the video, you can see Joe's progression. Derek Walker is running a crossing pattern in the back of the end zone. And what happened was, if you watch the progression, Joe looks, and Derek grows right in front of the umpire. And then he looks, and you can see he's looking out at me like, oh, man, are you going to catch this thing? So now I got to catch it over my shoulder, and I'm 4 yards away from the end zone. Like, I'm not just standing there catching a high pop. I'm standing out there, and I'm running, and he put a strike, man. He hit. It couldn't have been a better shot. So now I'm 4 yards out, and I don't know what to do because I've never been with the ball in space. The guys, they let me have it because I dove in the end zone from the four-yard line. I just like said, you know what? I'm just going. I didn't look to see if there was guys over here. I just took the ball, tucked it, and literally dove into the end zone. And then, you know, the rest was history after that.
He does it again! The speed, the grace of Joe Valerio finds the end zone. Slow him down. He's going to set a record.